We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hi, welcome back in here on WQAM as the Heat fall last night to the 76ers, 105 to 104. And Jimmy Butler is going to be iffy the rest of the way here with the with an MCL injury as we head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The Sun Sentinel columnist, author, Dave Hyde, is here with us this morning. And Dave, it feels like we've had something ripped away from us last night with the Heat not only losing that game, but playoff Jimmy that we've been waiting for since the beginning of the regular season back in October, maybe unable to go the rest of the way here. But good morning, Dave.
Good morning. It was... You saw on TV the faces of Pat Riley and Alonzo Mourning standing up, looking down on that scene, and that was pretty much every Heat fan at the moment. And the pain on Jimmy's face was mirrored by the pain on Riley and Mourning. You could tell that was just a bad moment for the Heat, bad timing. Ultimately a bad ending, but you know, when you put yourself into a situation where one game means everything, that type of stuff happens.
Dave, how could you have avoided this if you're the Miami Heat organization? Where did you go wrong? What did you do while you found yourself in this situation?
Well, you need to get to the sixth playoff seed, right? I mean, and they talked about it all year. Everything will be fine if we get to, as long as we're six. That was one of Jimmy's quotes earlier in the year. And, they were hit by injuries too. You know, Duncan Robinson was hurt. Terry Rozier was hurt. They never really all year seemed to have a representative team or the team they wanted on the court together. Now, again, that's part of it. And Tyler Hero, as you said, missed large chunks of the year. So, you know, part of it was this was the story of the year, and part of it's also it's the story of the NBA's regular season where playoff Jimmy, there's a flip side to that. He's not regular season Jimmy. You don't really see him going through stretches of a regular season dominating and so, you know, do you want to do that again is going to be a question that Heat are going to face this offseason. Do they want to bring back this team again?
Well, Dave, let's just kind of look ahead here, and let's say that the Heat do beat the Bulls and they get to the Celtics series, which would begin on Sunday in Boston. Let's also assume that Jimmy Butler is not going to be available at the very least for the start of that series, right? That's what I would guess at this point. But the question is, can they beat the Celtics without Jimmy?
Can they beat the damn Bulls without Jimmy?
Yeah, I think I know the answer to that, Dave, I'm going to ask you anyway here.
I just don't see – Friday night, them without Jimmy, it'll be a tough game against Chicago. I haven't even seen the line, but I'd imagine
2.5 the Heat are favored by.
Heat are favored. Okay,
that's almost that's, a pick-em game.
Hasn't sunk in.
At 2.5.
It hasn't sunk in. Probably Jimmy won't be there, but they have no shot against Boston. I don't even think they have a shot with Jimmy. You know, the question is, would Boston win in 4 or 5 with Jimmy? Boston is would love nothing than to considering what happened last year and two of the last 3 years to put the Heat off season, send them into shambles into the off season. So, and they're a great team right now. Boston's the one lone team in the East that you can legitimately say, okay, they can win the title. Again, unfortunate timing for the Heat, but you put your season in a situation like this, it's what happens. And one game you saw for Philadelphia, you saw Nicholas Batum scored 20 points. He averages 5 on the season. He scored 20. That's the type of thing I hate to laugh, Hyde,
but it's, yeah.
You know, he was drafted in 1993, Dave.
Yeah, right. So.
I didn't even know he was still in the league until yesterday.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can't remember all the names anymore. They just float here and there.
No, he torched him yesterday, 6 threes. He, by the way, came up with that big block at the end on Tyler Hero. But, yeah, Dave, it's a strange situation here with the Heat, because the other thing is, you know, and we're getting a lot of, like, you know, you got to reset, rebuild, and all this other stuff. The Heat don't rebuild. They take the pieces they have, and they bring in, you know, more pieces, and they continue to stay competitive, and that's why we love the Heat. So it's not like they're just going to hit the reset button on this thing and you know, become some, like, you know, 20-win team and start to rebuild from scratch. That's just not what Riley does. So I guess the question becomes, you know, and again, I think it's a little too premature here to start talking about the roster and everything, but unfortunately, we could be thrown into that a whole heck of a lot earlier than we had hoped, Dave.
Yeah, and that's, Riley said at the start of the year, he looks in 5-year stretches, and this is the end of the 5th year, and what a run. They've been to 2 NBA finals, another Eastern Conference finals, and would have made the playoffs all 5 years. And yet, looking ahead, it's not just the roster, it's contract situation. Jimmy's up for a 2-year over $100 million extension that teams are giving players these days in the NBA. And do you want to give that? Would take them to age 38. Do the Heat want to do that? Do you want to go through another regular season like these last two where, you know, playing games and, you know, they found a switch to turn on last year. And you could see it was a different team last night when, that there was a different energy, different Jimmy when he was healthy. And even when he wasn't, he was still making smart plays, but he just couldn't keep going. So I'd imagine there will be a reset. And like you said, the thing I love about, they don't throw away seasons. There will be no tank for tomorrow with this franchise.
Oh, Dave, here you go shaming the Dolphins again.
Well, it's not just them. I'm looking around.
No,
look,
teams
the Marlins
look, even
are doing
San
it
Antonio. I mean, San Antonio is like the model franchise in the NBA as well, and they were terrible and ended up with, you know, Wembanyama. But the Heat don't do that. There's no question about that. Dave, I want to ask you about Jimmy Butler. I'm just curious your thoughts on him, because you've covered athletes in this town for a long time.
He's calling you old, Dave.
I'm not calling you old, but you've been covering athletes, you know, down here for quite a while. And I'm just curious what you think of Jimmy. And, you know, obviously, and Omar, I guess, didn't follow him on Instagram, didn't know that Jimmy kind of does his own thing. He, you know, he stays in the house with his buddies when they're on the road. And, you know, he's his own guy, no question about it. But I'm just curious, like, where, you know, what you think of him and you know, just kind of compare him to guys you've covered over the years.
Well, he's a prickly personality. I mean, he's there's no warm and fuzzy with Jimmy. And you know, you put up with that as a franchise. It's not just to the media, it's around the franchise, and you put up with that happily when you're going to NBA finals, as they have been. But the question becomes, okay, where is the line? Is the line you know, giving him this extension that he's up for, and that is that. I think they won't do that, but the question is, what are your options if you don't do that? Because then you got an unhappy Jimmy, or a Jimmy who looks and says, "Okay, you're not giving me what I want." And we've seen that in other franchises, how that's played out when Jimmy is unhappy. And so, you know, they're at a crossroads right now. It'll be interesting to see how a blue ribbon management team like Riley and Spoelstra and all of them, what kind of decisions they make coming up.
I think they keep him. I hope they keep Jimmy around. I do, and I know that he's rubbed a lot of people, especially in the media, the wrong way. But you know, I happen to be a very big Jimmy Butler fan, and the way that you know he plays in the postseason has been pretty exceptional stuff. Unfortunately, we might not get to see that this year. I do want to pivot really quick though, Dave, before we let you run here and ask you about the Panthers. And they've had an up and down finish to their season. They've been a little bit inconsistent, but seem to have kind of regathered themselves here as they head into a playoff series against the Lightning. What kind of shot do you give the Panthers to make a run here?
Huge shot. I saw they're the favorite. Look, Stanley Cup is as random as any sport out there. There's puck luck, there's hot goalies, things can happen. But I wrote a column dismissing their quote troubles or mediocre play at the end of the year, because they, just talking to them and being around people on the team, they were just waiting for the playoffs. They weren't pushing it. You saw, I went to a game, Tkachuk had one hit. Okay, that's all you need to know. When Tkachuk has one hit, they're saving themselves. And you saw against Toronto in the second period, when they wanted to turn it on, and I wasn't at the game, but they must have said after the first period they were down 2-1, okay, let's play. And they came out and they had 30, a record for this year for any team, 30 shots in the second period. And I don't know what Toronto finished. They were with that two shots at one point near the end of the period. The Panthers scored four goals, and you saw, okay, they're ready. When they want to turn it on, they can be a great team. They could have a great run this year. Or like Boston was a historic team last year, and the Panthers beat them in the first round of the playoffs. So, again, there's a random quality to hockey, but this is for the first time in South Florida sports. I was thinking about this. Going into a playoffs, you think, okay, this team could win the title. This is the first since the Big Three, I think. And it's a rare time in South Florida where you look at a team and say, okay, mm-hmm. okay, yeah, they're the favorite to win the title.
Now, Dave, want to end it with this, because we know Dolphins center the universe. 21st pick. What are you doing? What is your goal? What is your hope? Obviously, not knowing what's left on the board by the time it's scavenged apart by the time you get on the clock.
So quarterback's off the table, I guess. Is that right?
yeah. Clearly, we're not even looking at those guys.
They'll find you on Twitter, and they will get you if you do this. They will get you. Trust me.
In a press conference where nothing is said, that was the one thing that
don't forget the laughter too, Dave. Don't forget that. Like, we're not even looking at that. We're not even doing any research on those guys. We're good.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can make a case for a offensive line. Yep, and in fact, if you're actually team building, you take a tackle, play him who can play possibly at guard this year, hopefully. Because next year, who's going to be their left tackle? At some point, they have to. at some point, they have to say, we can't keep going into the season with a left tackle who can play eight games, maybe, or nine or ten, or we're crossing our fingers.
Let's hope for 10, Dave. Let's hope for 10.
Okay, all right, or 12. I don't know, but so that'd be a natural. Then you know. Do they need a defensive tackle? I don't know. They have so many bodies, and I would think that isn't going to be where they go, but who knows what the draft board will go up. They need a wide receiver because they can't have Tyreek Hill catching 100 or having 170 and 171 targets the way he has the last 2 years, and then gets into December and he's banged up and people saying, oh, that's unfortunate, he's banged up. Well, it's unfortunate because you're throwing him the ball so much. He's taking so many hits. You have to spread it around a little more. So, there's several positions they go, and ultimately they need someone who can step in and play right now because, this window, it's a quick window. They've structured it last year, this year, and then the financial decisions start getting heavy. Actually, they started getting heavy. They lost Christian Wilkins and Robert Hunt. Hmm.
Dave, a lot to figure out with the Dolphins here over the next week as we get closer to the draft. Sad day for the Heat. Hopefully the Panthers make us proud here, Dave. But it is a tough morning here with this Jimmy Butler news and the Heat now facing elimination on Friday.
Yep, and it's hard to imagine he'll be ready to play on Friday. I mean, he couldn't play in the second half. Must have tightened up at halftime, and you know, can the Heat survive that? And even if they survive Friday, Boston's waiting on them, and that won't be a pretty series. So, unfortunate way for the Heat to go.
Dave, we'll check in with you next week when Joe is back, and we'll get set for the draft with you. But thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Danny. See you tomorrow.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.